Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in today's episode we're going to look at how to increase the crossing of legs. Now, from British dressage elementary level and upwards, most dressage tests contain a range of lateral movements, such as leg yield, half pass, shoulder in and traverse. Now, in the directive columns on your dressage score sheet, you'll see the phrase crossing of legs alongside some lateral exercises, namely the leg yield and the trot half pass. Now, if the judge underlines that phrase, you'll need to know what it means so that you can take steps to improve your work and boost your marks. So in this podcast episode, we're going to explain the meaning of crossing of legs and how you can increase it. So firstly, the phrase crossing of legs only applies to lateral movements and essentially refers to the horse's suppleness both longitudinally and laterally. Now, when moving sideways in trot, the horse should move with elasticity and fluency, guiding smoothly across the arena with his inside legs crossing over his outside legs as he steps more underneath himself. Now, if the horse is not supple, is not through, and is not connected, then the degree of crossing will be minimal and may not happen at all. So what does the dressage judge want to see? Well, when judging a leg yield and a trot half pass, the judge hopes to see correctly positioned fluent exercises, and the horse should swing through his back into the contact with no signs of tension or resistance, and he should step willingly sideways without losing rhythm or balance. Now, the inside legs should pass and cross the outside legs as the horse moves sideways with plenty of impulsion, covering the ground as he does so. Now, if all those qualities are on show, the judge will award a high mark. Now, as you can see, all of this boils down to suppleness and throughness. So let's look at those individually. So firstly, what is longitudinal suppleness? So longitudinal suppleness refers to the looseness and the roundness of the horse's back. Now, when the horse is totally free from tension, his back muscles will swing and he will be through. And you will also notice the word throughness in the directive columns. And again, that refers to longitudinal suppleness. So now we know what that is. What is lateral suppleness? Well, lateral suppleness refers to the horse's side-to-side suppleness and his ability to bend uniformly through his neck and body, and to a degree, the crossing that he shows when performing lateral movements. So now let's talk about throughness. So throughness is directly related to suppleness, because essentially, if the horse is not supple, he can't be through. And throughness refers to the horse's willingness to accept the rider's aids without any resistance or tension. And the energy created by the rider's legs should come from the horse's hind quarters through a loose, supple and swinging back into an elastic, accepting contact with the rider's hand. Now, when the horse is through, he can then physically demonstrate good crossing of the legs when performing the leg yield and the trot half pass. So let's move on to look at those movements individually. So firstly, the leg yield. Now in the leg yield, the horse should be positioned parallel to the fence with a slight flexion away from his direction of movement. And then the rider makes the horse straight and then asks him to move sideways away from her inside leg whilst moving forward and covering the ground. Now the horse's inside front and inside hind legs pass and cross in front of his outside legs. Now, in dressage tests, leg yield is ridden in trot, and the more supple the horse, the more sideways ground cover he will show, swinging through his back and athletically crossing his legs with big elastic strides. So now let's look at some problems with this movement. So if the horses aren't supple, the degree of crossing will be minimal, because the horse's back is tight and locked, and he cannot physically swing through and step under with his inside hind leg. Now, the horse's quarters will most likely trail, and he will lose impulsion, often losing the positioning altogether. Now, once you have made your horse supple through systematic training along the dressage scales of training, then you must also learn how to position him correctly for the leg yield. And often when both of these elements of training are established, then you can enjoy that glorious sweeping ground cover that will earn you the highest marks for this exercise. So now let's move on to the half pass. Now in the half pass, the horse is flexed and bent around the rider's inside leg in the direction of travel. Now the horse's body should be parallel to the fence, with his forehand slightly in advance of his hindquarters, and his outside hind and forelegs should cross over his inside legs. Now in dressage tests, the half pass is ridden in both trot and canter. However, the crossing of the legs only refers to the trot half pass, because although the horse covers the maximum ground during the canter half pass, his legs do not cross over because of the canter gait sequence. So let's look at the problems that often occur in the trot half pass. Now, most problems with the trot half pass come from a lack of suppleness. Now, if the horse is stiff laterally and tight through his back, he will be unable to maintain the positioning and the engagement required for the movement. Now, in many cases, the horse's quarters will trail and he won't show sufficient uniform bend, and the crossing of legs will be minimal or barely there at all. So again, to fix this problem, you must work to make your horse supple and through, and then learn how to position your horse correctly for the half pass. Now, to help you fix these problems, we do have loads of articles and other podcast episodes that directly refer to these issues. So you can search our archives for the movement itself, such as half pass and leg yield, to find out how to ride these movements correctly. You can also search for the article, How to Position Your Horse for Lateral Movements. And of course, if you search the word suppleness, you will also be presented with an array of articles to help you improve both your horse's longitudinal and lateral suppleness. But to wrap this episode up, when a horse is supple through his back and laterally, he will be connected and through. And once you've achieved that, the crossing of the legs in leg yield and half pass will happen almost naturally, provided that you position the horse correctly. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, competitions, free stuff and training diaries, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.